Welcome to the Insurance Dream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. We are talking about when to review your accounting today. There's several different steps in here. Five of them to be exact. Today's episode is sponsored by Viva Virtual Assistants. If you don't have any virtual assistants working for you in your office, you are working way too hard, my friends. And you're probably paying way too much money, too. Go over to theinsurancestream.com and click on services for your agency. Viva is the one who is going to give you the insurance-trained virtual assistants. That means when they come to you, they already know things like certificates of insurance, endorsements, payments, all that stuff. Theinsurancestream.com, services for your agency, virtual assistants. All right, so on today's daily insurance meditation, we are talking about when to review your accounting. So there's five different layers here. We got daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly. I'm still at the tail end of this allergy season. We're in Arizona. It has been so horrible. So if I'm like throughout my podcast here, I apologize. I am really hoping this is done soon. But anyway, so five different layers, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly. What do we do on each of those days or each of those intervals? Daily, we do things like pay bills, deposit money, balance accounts. You always want to have those things done daily. Always, always, always. Especially the balancing of the accounts, because it is easy if you're not balancing your accounts daily or keeping track of your ledger daily, it is easy to get lost in the shuffle on where things are at and kind of, especially with your trust premium account. I remember this agency I worked at when I very first started in insurance. It was like, it was impossible. Nobody could keep an accurate trust ledger. And, you know, it's not hard. It's like addition and subtraction, right? But, you know, people had a real difficult time with it because they didn't do it daily. So on the weekly mark, you want to have meetings with your team members, or if you're a one-person operation, with yourself about finances in their area or their department. Have a quick 15-minute weekly budget review. Where are sales at? Where are expenses at? What are we spending money on? What do we need to spend money on? Stuff like that for each different department. And if you are a one-person operation, that's a really simple meeting because it's everything. Like, you don't have to categorize things. It's just everything you spent money on, how much you made, and then doing that budget review. On a monthly basis, you want to review the prior month's income and expenses. You want to check your expenses and you want to compare them to your budget. What items did you spend money on that were in the budget, forecasted to be spent money on? What items did you spend money on that were not in the budget? What did you spend less money on than was in your budget? Where did you essentially save money, right? Was your income what you projected it to be? Was there a reason for a big expense? Did you not have as many expenses? Can you maybe narrow down the budget for the future? All these things you need to be reviewing on a monthly basis. On a quarterly basis, you want to compile those 3 months in that quarter into one report and then see how it balances out. Because, you know, there's some months where income will be high and then some months where income will be a little lower and expenses will be higher, expenses will be lower. How does this average out? And where are the areas on a quarterly basis that you're not spending what you thought you should spend or you thought you would spend, or you're spending way more than what you thought you would spend? What does your income look like? Does it balance out over a 3 month? Did you have a big balloon month and one regular one and one smaller one? How did that work out with your sales projections? You need to be looking at it on a quarterly basis. And then on a yearly basis, sit down in December, review the year so far. It's almost 100% of the year. So it's a very, very accurate picture of what you got going on. And then plan for the next year. Use the information that you got from this past year. So in December 2024, you're going to look at every month, January 1st through December 15th or whatever day you pick. And you need to look at everything. Excuse me. You need to look at everything. And you need to say, what did I underestimate? What did I overestimate? And then how can I be more accurate and better for next year? And this has been your daily insurance meditation.